few years ago, homeowners on West Rutherford Street said no thanks when they were asked to be part of a historic district. Bruce Lonnie is a senior planner with Athens-Clarke County.
There's been a change of heart, so that's where we are right now, is giving that street another chance.
The homeowners saw what happened just a couple of blocks away, where a historic home was demolished and a bigger one took its place. More recently, their neighbor did get a demolition permit. So now more than 50% of homeowners don't want that to happen on their street by having it declared a historic district. That would mean stricter zoning laws. John Waters says Athens is not unique in losing historic homes. He used to teach historic preservation at UGA.
Most communities realize the value of historic preservation in terms of property values, as well as attracting people to come to the community as heritage tourists because they want to see it and learn about our past and its architecture. And of course, if you destroy that, you've lost that opportunity.
If the moratorium is approved next month, it will buy officials time to designate the street as part of a historic district. This name Shamma, WABE News.